Yeah, before we get started, just to update you on the injury report, we had a couple injuries in practice. Jerron Kreiner got a hip, so he was limited in practice. Matt Shaughnessy has a shoulder. He was limited in practice. Mike Mitchell got an ankle, so he was limited in practice.
Are any of those worrisome? I mean, obviously.
Well, we'll have to get in here with the trainers and see where we're at.
Okay. Shaughnessy had that last year, or was that a concern?
Well, I'm not sure exactly. I didn't even ask which shoulder it was. I just know that he had a little, shoulder irritation. We held him out last period or two of practice. And so we'll get in and check him out and see where he's at.
Chiefs have, I think, 21 turnovers in six games. And you look at the amount of first downs they got, the amount the opponents got. Is this a team that, if they take care of the ball, it's a much more...
that's the case with everybody, but I definitely think that this is a team that when you watch the tape and look at the way that they play, they've got the potential to be a lot better than what their record might state. The turnovers have been a major factor both for their offense and for their defense. So we understand that this is going to be a big challenge. We understand that they have some weapons, both offensively and defensively, as well as in the kicking game, that present some challenges for us, and we've got to be ready to meet those challenges.
How hard is it to gear up for a team like this and have a week off? But it came up against it.
Well, I mean, obviously, the fact that they had the week off, gives them a chance to get fresh. Gives them a chance to go back and look at what they've done over the first part of the season. Gives them a little bit of extra time to prepare for us. So, that's part of what you go through in the National Football League. I think our guys understand where we're at. I think our guys understand what we need to get done and what we need to accomplish. And they've been working extremely hard to try to get those things done.
You have another elite pass rusher.
How much of a challenge is that, Dennis? You guys coming off of the bye and then playing two teams back-to-back that are coming off byes themselves and gearing up for their best punch.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we all understand what they're going through because we just went through the same things a couple of weeks ago. So we know that they're going to come out ready to play. They'll be, emotionally, physically, and mentally ready to play, and we've got to be ready to meet that challenge.
Facing another elite pass rusher in Tamba Ali, what does he bring to the table?
Well, really, they got a couple of really good pass rushers. Houston's also a very good pass rusher. So it presents some tough matchups. It presents some challenges, and we got to understand where they are, especially on passing situations, and make sure that we're able to give our quarterback time to throw the ball and execute in the passing game.
Will they flop those guys?
They do some. Yeah, they move them around a little bit.
Talk a little bit about Lamar getting that honor and just the way he's played this.
Well, game. I'm extremely proud of him in the way that he's played. He's a guy that has continued to get better, that's really bought into the effort part of playing defense. And if he continues to do the things that he's been doing, I think his talent will allow him to be a productive player.
You see him as eventually being like a three technique guy, or you just see him as a football player that you can put anywhere.
You know what? I see him as a football player, and I'm going to let him do the things that he can do to help us win football games. And sometimes that's moving inside, sometimes it's playing on the edge. But he's been productive for us and done a real nice job for us. So I like the fact that he's got some versatility.
That play he made in overtime, just sort of a symbolic of what he won.
Yeah, I mean, he rushed the passer, saw the ball thrown, turned and ran. And, those are opportunities for us to take the ball away when they throw the short passes with our guys getting out of the stack and going making hits on wide receivers and getting the ball out.
Was his hair on fire?
Well, it looks like it's on fire every day.
What's been the biggest improvement in Huff the last 3 weeks?
You know, I think he's getting used to playing the technique, and I also think that he's getting used to there's different things that you look for out at the corner position. whether it be, splits, alignments, those type of things that you don't necessarily pay as much attention to when you're playing safety. So all the little tricks to the trade are things that he's beginning to pick up on, and and the technique he's been better at.
How have your safeties played since he's been
playing? I think they've played well. Obviously we still got a lot of improvement to make, but they've played better.
Is there any chance that he stays a corner when other guys come back?
I think we'll wait and see. You know, when we have to cross that bridge, we'll make those types of decisions. But right now, we're playing him at corner, and he's done a nice job for us.
Very close to a couple more interceptions against Jacksonville. What's been the difference the last few weeks as far as getting these takeaways?
Well, I mean, you know, we didn't get as many as we wanted to last week. But I think a lot of it has to do with the guys' preparation. You know, understanding how teams are going to try to attack us. And not being afraid to go and make a play. And that's what our guys got to do, and they've done a better job of that the last couple of weeks.
Carson's, because he's been playing his 16th game as a Raider, and he's thrown for like 4,500 yards, 280 yards a game this year. Ideally, would you like to see that? I mean, I know you want to win primarily. Would you like to see that number down a little bit to sort of balance things out, or does it matter to you?
I want to win. Whatever it takes to win football games. If it's throwing it 50 times a game, we'll do that. If it's running it 50 times a game, we'll do that. Whatever the game dictates for us to have a chance to win the football game, that's what we're going to do.
Gordon looked like he'll be up this week.
He practiced today. We'll see how he goes throughout the rest of the week. But he did practice today. He was out here again practicing today. We'll wait until the end of the week, and we'll make a decision at the end of the week if we need to, you know, do something as far as activating.
Quinn was the guy last year who had to get your defense ready. I'm just curious what you saw of him, what you liked about him, what observations you had of him from that standpoint.
He's a smart quarterback. He's big. He's strong. He's got a strong arm. He's got athleticism. I think Brady's grown as a quarterback as the years have gone on, and I think he's gotten better and better. And I think as he continues to fill that role, that he'll continue to get better as a player.
Did he take that role seriously against
absolutely.
To get you guys ready?
Absolutely. He's a pro in every sense of the word. He comes to work every day and works the right way. And I know he'll be prepared and ready to go to face us. I don't know if the knees, affecting him at all. He's still an extremely effective punter. He wants to kick it 70 yards every time. And reality says you're not going to be able to do that. But I think he's still, plenty effective for us.
Is that doing it, Brent?
Thank you. Okay, thanks.